Drums, please. I wanted to take a few minutes to talk about trigger loops. This is sort of just a concept I thought of. I'm sure it exists out there already, and it's not new, but this is kind of an extension of the podcast I already posted this morning about the paradox of perfection. In a lot of ways, it's the same idea. It's looping with triggers. And I'm realizing that with a lot of the criticism I'm getting, I apologize for the coughing, by the way. I can't help it. It happens. You'll be okay. what's happening lately is that with my change of trying to be less perfect around my work, around the work that I'm putting out publicly on Twitter, on YouTube, etc., that I'm obviously opening myself up to criticism, which is fine. I understand people have their opinions, and that's always going to happen, and I'm not really worried about that. The thing that is frustrating to me is the specific advice that I get around my content that I already know and that I judge myself for intensely, and get the feedback that I need to improve those things in order for them to be able to watch it. The hard part for me is not having a snarky or angry response, because I'm sure you can hear some of the anger in my voice a little bit. Like, I'm already getting a little fired up about it. And I'm realizing that what's happening there is that in my attempt to be less perfect, I am triggering the perfectionist types, type one in the Enneagram, in particular, because that's my type as well. So me trying to be less perfect is triggering other people that are like me, and activating criticism towards me that they typically would criticize for themselves or consider for themselves. And that hit back is basically what's triggering me. So when I'm focusing on myself, when I'm working on my content, I'm having a little bit of an easier time being like, okay, we can let that go. That's totally fine. I have a lot of experience with editing, and I have a lot of experience with editing and posting and doing all of this stuff. Like, I'm not really worried about my relationship to perfection, though I'm always working on that. But I am also wanting to now have to balance the response to that. And now balancing the response to that is a whole new kind of trigger, because it's coming from multiple angles. It's like one thing if it was just like one person every once in a while, that it's just like, hey man, your voice is kind of monotone, your videos are too long, there's too many ums and ahs, there is not enough bullet points, or it's not clearly separated, or whatever. Like, that's pretty consistently the comments that I get. And even though I've done that on some videos, it's not as if... Sorry about that. I'm going to take a swig of water, actually. You may notice on some of my other podcasts, I leave those things in, because that's part of what I'm trying to do, is just be okay with stream of consciousness and, not worrying too much. Because when I worry a lot. I worry intensely about getting it right. And getting it right is this ever elusive thing that is so frustrating to reach. So it's like, there are videos that I've done where I have segmented things out, and the camera's great, and the lighting's great, and the sound is great, and all that stuff is great. And you would think that if you fulfill all of the checkboxes that, you know, you get criticism for, you would get some sort of praise for it. And I don't really get praise for that. It's like the standard. It's just what you're supposed to do. And that's exactly why I'm letting go of those things, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because, it's not as if it's something extra or special or that it really matters. It's only what's being highlighted is what's missing. or what could be better. And that is not the point. That's not the message. That doesn't matter. And so I'm getting triggered by them being triggered because that's something I'm actively working on. So this trigger loop, I'm sure is something that you've experienced for yourself. I don't know if it's related to your Enneagram type or your Myers-Briggs type, or maybe it's just something that you've noticed that you get angry that at people that do this, and then you notice that you also do that, and then you try to improve that, and then by improving that, you upset people who used to be like you, who are now judging you for the change that you're making for yourself. And then you get upset at them for judging you for trying to be a better person, right? That is what I'm calling the trigger loop. And it's so hard to get out of that. That's something I'm actively working on. I don't even have an answer for it, really. One of the things I'm trying to work on is simply letting it go. And letting it go is not necessarily ignoring it, but being aware of my response, being aware of the anger that comes up in my response, you know, whether that's passive aggressive or aggressive aggressive, because I want to just tell them to go F themselves, or say something snarky like, you know, why don't you go start a YouTube channel and see how hard it is, and see how easy it is, right? And because it's a lot of effort and it's a lot of work. And so I do get upset, and I do feel it. And I think that's hard to admit, because I am also part of being quote unquote perfect and buttoning it all up is, you know, not showing reaction, you know, being the example of a good reactor, you know, and I'm not trying to be example of good reactor, which probably means that I shouldn't react to them. You know, like I talked to my friend Anna about it. I talked to Molly about it. I talked to my other friends that I have, and which you don't need to know the names of. I don't know why I say the names, but I don't know, in case you're listening. but very similar to advice that Molly gave me recently was to start writing in my journal and not doing all of this publicly. I do like doing the voice stuff here on the podcast. And this kind of goes back to the old school methods of how I used to podcast to get out some thoughts and feelings. But the main idea is that it hurts. And I know that if you've experienced that kind of trigger loop, that it hurts and it's frustrating, because sometimes, like in my case, it's kind of coming from strangers, and that's a little bit easier to push off. Even though they're strangers that remind me of me, it's almost like a mirror looking back at me and criticizing myself externally, even though it's like, it's almost confirmation, I guess, of the things that I have criticized myself for internally. And then you hear someone else criticizing that, and then it's just like 2x criticism, and it's just like, oh, I was right about being wrong. And it just like becomes this toxic loop in a sense. And it's really maddening. So when I talk in circles and I'm just expressing myself, you know, this is more, I'm trying to be more emotional than it is about being perfect, than it is about being buttoned up, than it is about being presentable. And I think that goes back to the origin of this podcast. That's really what this has been about. This has been about emotional expression. And I think I started to lose that a little bit on the YouTube channel, where I started to do listicles, or I started to do things where I'm answering other people's questions, like I said in the last podcast. And keeping things emotional and expressive, I think is why this podcast exists. And I don't know why my throat is not cooperating today. I apologize for that. hopefully it's not too distracting. I'm going to take a drink of water again. Get a good swig. Maybe that'll help. But the idea here is like, I want this to feel like we're just hanging out, you know, like I'm sitting on your couch and talking to you. And we're sitting in front of you, like I'm on the YouTube video, just talking to you. Like we're just having a conversation. Obviously I'm just talking at you. Like I can't, you know, you can't necessarily respond right now, but that's what you're doing in the comments, you know, you're responding to me or leaving a voice message here on Anchor and anchor.fm/dopamine, DOPEAMINE. And by doing that, you're contributing to the conversation. And I think that's part of the frustration, is like kind of hearing someone say back to you what's already in your head is like, it's not only not helpful, but it's not interesting either. So it's really, it's kind of maddening. And I think, again, it's like, if this was a one-off, it would be easy to just like brush off, but I've gotten like 4 or 5 in the last 2 or 3 days, and it's really hitting me, and it just is making me think. And I'm wanting to find a way to let go and relax. But I guess the first step is to be aware and to accept that it's okay to be angry about it for a little bit, for a little while. I don't want to stay angry. That's not going to help me. That's like what my ego wants, is to stay angry. But anger is often a method to clarity, a way to gain some clarity. And I'm starting to try to think about this trigger loop idea as a way to get to clarity. I have other concepts I want to talk about, the conflict ladder and finding other ways to find resolution. But I think for the most part, you know, I'm focusing on my inner circle, my people who are lovely and wonderful and loyal and helpful to me when I ask for advice, not just giving it to me randomly. And, you know, I do have some great supporters and friends and students and people who take the courses and support what I do. I appreciate you very much. And I do appreciate the intent that goes behind the feedback, but the execution can be frustrating to deal with. But I'm trying to not get into a loop where I'm criticizing the criticism and then we just keep going, right? So that's really what this is all about. So I don't know what it's like for you. I can't speak for you and your story and your situation, but perhaps there's a trigger loop in your life. Maybe there's something that you're responding to all the time as a result of you trying to get better, and then someone gets upset that you're getting better, and then you get upset at them for not appreciating that you're getting better, and then making yourself worse. 'Cause it's like, what? And I think part of it for me is like letting go of this idea of better and worse to begin with. That's like a bigger problem, bigger challenge that I'm trying to work on, and just let things be as they are. Not trying to rank things so much, not trying to compare myself, not trying to, you know, not trying so hard to be another example of a good person by, you know, doing things a certain way or whatever. So, I just wanted to express some of that. Maybe that's something that, is relative to your life and, you can get some value out of. That's all this. And really it's for me. I'm going to be honest. This is my personal journal sometimes. And, I just appreciate you for listening and being here. So, you know, there's links in the comments, or go to dopamine.life, and there's articles and podcasts and courses and all the fun stuff. If you're an INTP, I suggest you go check all of that stuff out. So I'm going to go get to work. I got things to do, but I appreciate you. Take care of yourself, and I'll catch you next time on Dopamine. See ya. Just a quick reminder that we have a Patreon at patreon.com/dopamine, DOPEAMINE. If you see the courses and it's not something you need, or if there are, you don't need a profiling session or anything like that, but you would still love to financially support the show, it would really help to keep the show going. I would have to do less freelance work, and I can concentrate on doing more episodes of this show, creating more interesting programs, and ways to support you as a human being that needs mental health support like anyone else. So with that, patreon.com/dopamine. Go check it out.
This has been a C-Note Media production.